Houston and Huber on the new Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com.
Oh, never a dull moment. Never a dull moment. What's that?
Never on Houston and Huber.
No.
Stay tuned. You never know what you might miss.
I'm proud to join joining us in the studio this morning, former teammate, one of good friends of mine, Chris Rogers, C. Rog, the other number eight, the number eight, founder and owner of Tap Inc., right?
Yes, sir. Together Assisting People.
That's right. Together Assisting People. I want to get to your charity in just a moment and what you got going, because you got some big news coming up we were talking about this morning, and I want to share that out there with you. But for the people who don't know Chris, tell them, Lakeland, Florida. Recruited by
everybody in the country. Yeah. The hottest recruit ever.
Hey, you were the 05 signing class.
Trey,
that ain't right.
Have you got I'm the Man queued up for this segment, because Chris Rogers is the man. So.
I was thinking more I'm Bad by LL Cool J. Oh,
okay. Okay.
No, seriously, though. What coach recruited you here? Was it Coach Ball?
Coach Shula, Coach Ball.
Coach Ball? Okay. Yes. Who ended up back the hell back, man. Oh, Coach, man. Ball, but you went to I don't even remember. I know you're from Lakeland, but I don't remember what school you went to.
I went to Lakeland High. Then I, at the time, private school came and got me. Vanger Christian. Now it's kind of cool to go to a private school, but in 2003, that wasn't the cool thing to go to a private school at the time.
So. Right.
So now it's kind of hot.
So Coach Ball, Coach Shula get you up to Tuscaloosa. Were you an Alabama fan before you got here? Did you know about Alabama? Did you care about Alabama?
Like any recruit, of course, you know of Alabama and the history, but I think the thing that drew me to Alabama was the fan base. I mean, just coming here and the atmosphere and meeting everybody on our trip, everybody wanted to win. We made a pledge that we was going to win a national championship before we left. So to be in the history 14-0, I think, is a blessing. So definitely congratulations, Baron.
Congratulations, Chris.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting is, Chris, you've not heard our conversation. We were 13-0. We were the first 13-0 team to go up because of having the addition of the SEC championship game. You guys are the first 14-0 team, but we talked about the similarities, and you just hit it, of how the players, we just connected. Talk a little bit about how the relationships that you guys had, and how through all the ups and downs of your career, how they were able to get you to that point in your senior year. Go ahead, Baron.
First thing, Rose Towers. Oh, that was we were talking about Rose Towers the other day, man.
Boy. Baron, we're FCC. Just that's okay. Right. Now go ahead.
No, you know, we go to the more upscale Bryant Hall. And we were all like, man, why don't you just send us back to Rose Towers?
I mean, I think from a standpoint, I think majority of our class got redshirted.
Same with us in '92.
I think we got a chance to really bond. Everybody was a big shot from their hometown to come and get redshirted. And go through that whole process. And a lot of us didn't understand the Auburn game when we first got here, because most of our class came out of state. And just taking those first 2 years of losing to Auburn, we made a pledge that we could not lose to Auburn again. And just the history of Alabama, and we grew to understand and love it. So our family loves Alabama now. I even have a tattoo of Alabama A on me, so I don't much promote tattoos, but that's how deep it is now.
Chris, we were talking about one of the big bonding experiences, and Martin, he's echoed, you know, one of the things that we had a lot of guys redshirt, and so did we. Yeah. And
cool no more.
It's not cool to redshirt anymore. No, you're here, you're three and out. But
yeah,
one of the things that drew us together was the superior collection of unused talent, the scout team. You remember scout team now?
Oh, everybody.
When we found out, remember when they put us in the room? They take us into a room, Martin, okay? So like, hey, okay, we need this player, that, you know, Chris Rogers, Baron Huber, Corey Reamer, we need these names. So we go sit into a room, and Coach Kimball, remember Danny Kimball?
comes in there, hey guys, you guys are ready? This is your time to shine. This is your moment to shine, guys.
We're like, well, what are we doing? We playing special teams? What? No, you guys are redshirting. We're
like, Jimmy Jones,
we're redshirting? What the hell? What do you mean we're redshirting?
They called y'all into a room to let you know. You just kind of found out through I actually got called into Coach Curry's office, and he told me, he said, you could play this year, but it's going to be one or two plays, or you can redshirt. And I said, redshirt me. But as a whole, there was no official you got a red shirt. You kind of just you pop up one day and your name's not on this depth chart.
I'm traveling.
but you're over here on the scout team. At what position you gonna?
What about that scrub bowl?
The scrub bowl. Scrub bowl's on Sunday night. Did y'all have scrub bowls?
We did not. What's scrub bowl? I mean, you can't. We didn't have that. What is a scrub bowl?
Okay, so the scrub bowl was. Well, you tell them, Chris, what we had on Sunday night.
So basically, the starters, the guys who play in the game, the D'Amico Ryans and all those guys, Brody Croy, and they'll kind of watch the scrub bowls, the young guys play on Sunday, and they kind of cheer us on.
We would have practice on Sunday night with Mike Shula. And we would have a walkthrough. So you would walk through your mistakes on Sunday night after film. We'd all get up there and watch film. Well, then afterwards, we'd have a 60-play scrimmage with all the scrubs. It was like anybody that was a walk-on or guys that redshirted or guys that just didn't play a lot. So we had – and it might have been you that coined it the Scrub Bowl. So it became kind of an event for people to watch.
At least it was fun for you guys. We actually had –
have you
we
seen the longest yard?
Yeah.
That's what it was like, prison of, ball. I mean, yeah, it was
I
like
think
that.
Him
yeah,
and him. That's right. We had the cardiovascular flush.
Wow.
Which meant that, like, for instance, one of those days we had to run, I had to run 3100s at 2 o'clock on a Sunday. Think about that's on turf with, and you had to do 10 push-ups and 10 sit-ups. That was the kind of fun we had. And that was like, we didn't play, so why are we?
Like Coach Cocken worked out, right?
Hey, it's like, we didn't play, so why are we over here? It was the guy that didn't play.
That made no sense.
Yeah. And we're like, and we're not going to play next week either. Why are we over here? And so, supposedly it was to run us off or thin us out or make us men, and it did.
46 past the hour, visiting with former Alabama player, defensive back, Chris Rogers, also founder of Tap Inc., and I still want to get to that, Chris. But one of the things that got us, I guess, to the levels that we got to towards the end of our career and launched us, which, by the way, continues to launch us as you move on with TAP and my professional life and Martin, what you've done in yours. But the sense of pride that we took in the Scrub Bowl. I mean, we joke about it. You know, we really do. But we had a lot of pride in it. And we had a lot of pride in our scout team. Correct. Now, we coined it the Superior Collection of Unused Talent, and we had fun with it.
Correct.
And I think that was part of the, you know, we talked with Lance Cormier about 162-game season. You know, the season gets long, man. At some point in time, you get tired of it. And the first couple of years we were there, the season was long. But I think because we all got along. Now, whether or not, you know, everybody was buddy-buddy, no. Mm-hmm. But we all got along, and we made it fun.
Correct.
And we had respect, and we had pride in what we were going to do. And that's kind of what's launched us into what we were able to accomplish. Don't you think? I mean, when I look back on it, that's what I feel.
I mean, I definitely agree with that. I tell people all the time, I've been fortunate to visit plenty of universities, but just a relationship from our class to the walk-ons, I mean, it's nothing like it. And even now being able to call, you may not talk to a guy every day, but that bond is there and it's genuine. I love it. And like I said, I'm just fortunate I chose the University of Alabama. So.
Yeah, and Chris, you talk about it was one guy that I had not seen in person from our championship, and I saw him at practice the other day. 20 years,
wow!
You would have thought
we just saw each other.
You would have thought that we just talked last week. I mean, and that's what happened with our team. And I think there's something to this whole Alabama's had two undefeated seasons in the last 30+ years. Both of us would say we redshirted. We spent a lot of time. People didn't like, oh, man, this team was not one of Alabama's best recruiting class because we didn't play early. But by the time we were seniors, we played a lot of college football, and we knew how to win. And I hate to use this as an example, but the same thing happened with Auburn when they won it.
Correct.
They had all those seniors. And I'm telling you, there's something to the bonding of a freshman class that sticks together, because you see a lot of ups and downs, but you learn the game of college football.
And I think it's something else that people overlook. It's just like that not that bun, but you've been through so much in our class. We brought in, 32 guys the first year we had a full scholarship.
Yeah.
And to only finish with 13, the 13 that finished, we tight.
Yes.
I mean, we tight. So
we went through a lot. And a lot of things, you know, we come in and – oh, we're in the Cotton Bowl, and you know we're 10-2, and then pew,
2 years back.
Two Christmases at Shreveport, you know.
you make a pledge, whatever. Oh. And then Coach Saban say, do you buy in? And we buy in.
And we bought in, and that's been a huge part of our career, but been a big part of my success. And it's so cliche to say, oh, I think about something he said every day. But there's really not a week that goes by that I don't think of something. And I think TAP.
Yeah.
I mean, where did the idea come from?
I mean, to be honest, I was in grad school, and realistically, I had to do a business plan. And I asked my professor, is there any way, can I start a 501c3? And she said, sure, Chris, nonprofit. And I kind of took off from there, and I saw the niche that the platform we have at University of Alabama, where every Saturday in the hotel, people come up asking for autographs. But I'm like, all these guys really using that platform they have for the good. And so all the NFL players we played with at Alabama, I mean, the Julios, the Marks, the Greg McElroy. What if it was an organization that really gives back and teaches community service and teaches a young kid how to pull up his pants, how to tie a tie, how to say yes, sir, no, sir. And the basic principle, because these kids, they're losing it. And if you don't agree with that, just look at their social media.
Yeah. Tap Inc., you can go to tapinc.us, which is your website. And TAP, Together Assisting People.
Correct.
And one of the things that you started was a paintball tournament, which is going to be the weekend of A-Day.
It's going to be right after A-Day, following A-Day game. Registration started at 5 o'clock. There still are teams available. And pretty much, if you want to be around the guys and have a great time, this is where you want to come. The who's going to be there, the Mount Cody Super Bowl champion, Andre Smith, Marcel Darius, Ha Ha Dix, Martin Ingram, Heisman Trophy winner. So it's going to be the guys, and like I say, the Chris Rogers, the Baron Hubers of the world.
We'll be the ones cleaning up the paintballs.
But can we probably need to take a quick break?
No,
here?
No,
we're good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, good. Hey, well, Chris, because I didn't want to cut this off, I want to go back to – we talked about the athletes, but you know, I know a lot of people that do things and organize so that they can be around athletes.
Correct.
The athletes is not your goal. It's these kids who don't have a role model, don't have a figure. And there's a lot of people out there, Chris, that have a heart for it, but they don't have your platform, but they would love to connect with you. So paintball is one way, but there's a lot of people can't do that. How, on a day-to-day basis, how can I support Chris Rogers, tapping, and you going in and changing the lives of these children?
You can go to the website and donate. I mean, we love taking donations. Or you just want to be a volunteer, you can reach me directly on Twitter, Instagram, tapinc_. Or you can call me, email me, Facebook. I'm a very reachable guy.
Okay. Now, other than that, when you're going in, do you go into schools and do assemblies? Do you have camp sessions? Where are you connecting with these kids?
YouTube videos. I've seen several of your YouTube videos. That are great.
So normally what we've been doing, the platform is going on a grassroots. So I have symposium. And we're looking to have a symposium May 18th in Birmingham. And what we do, we bring in different people from the community, expose these young kids, young athletes. And our whole mission is preparing these athletes to be successful outside athletics. And I think so many people are training these athletes to be the next Cam Newton, Julio Jones. But who really preparing these athletes for the business side, the day-to-day life, how to transition to the real world and get a corporate job and not just work at McDonald's?
Yeah.
So.
And a lot of things, you know, single parent homes, it's hard for whether it's a mom or a dad at home to be able to be in a kid's life.
Correct.
And one of the things I like what you guys do is you start from the basics. I mean, I grew up in a two parent home, but there's a lot of things that I got out in the real world and didn't know how it worked.
Correct.
You know, and just even simple things like managing your money.
Oh, we do the financial literacy. These athletes' credit score, they don't even have a clue what is a credit score. What's a good credit score? So we teach them the 540 to 700. So if they don't fully understand it now, we plant that seed to pay it forward. And, it's just a blessing to be a part.
You listen to Houston Huber on Tide 99.1. But speaking to a young man, I think, that's going to do some great things, changing not just his destiny, but the lives of young people in a fatherless generation, and that's what I love. And some of the things he does is at his symposium is financial literacy, personal branding. I'm telling you, personal branding, meaning today you can be your own corporation, but you can also ruin that corporation. Social media
interview
etiquette.
Skills. I never went on an interview.
Yeah, I mean, it's all of these things. Self-introduction, meaning that that's one of those, Chris, when I read that on your website, I'm like, people don't even understand that you could lose favor with someone just by shaking their hand and turning. I will, every time my son shakes someone's hand and I'm there, I say, look at them. Don't shake their hand and turn away. You look at them, eye contact. Don't give them the limp fish is what I call it. Don't you know.
And a lot of kids don't know.
And they just don't know. And you're doing that, and that's why I love it. It's grassroots. It's things that, not big things that everybody's going to be talking about, but it's changing their lives. And Chris, tapinc.usa, Chris Rogers, making a difference in the lives of young people using the platform God's given.
www.tapinc.usa. You can register for the paintball tournament. April 18th is the last day to register. You can also go on there and find ways that you can donate. Before I let you go, I got to ask you a question now. What in the world possessed you during practice to yell that Brody Croyle sucked when we were on scout team?
Hey, I just want to make a name for myself.
Never a dull moment with this guy.
Now, is he the one that did the push-up?
He did the push-ups.
Push-ups after it in like 7-on-7 drills.
That's right. 7-on-7 doing push-ups.
You got to make it happen. You got to work hard every
That's
day.
That's right. Absolutely.
Got to get better. Tapinc paintball tournament. That's going to be the 19th. Last date to register is April 18th. Go to tapinc.us. That's tapinc.us. And find ways to register for the paintball tournament. Terrence Cody going to be there. Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram. That and much, much more are all going to be out there at the paintball tournament. Be sure and be a part of that. Chris, man, appreciate you sitting in, bro.
And more importantly, it's going to take us to change these kids' lives. So thank you for all the support and Roll Tide.
Absolutely, Roll Tide. Martin, been a great show, been a great week,
great
man.
One. Yep, good way to end it. Hey, Final Four be solved on
Monday. I'm going Florida, Wisconsin, and then I'll tell you who I got winning on Monday.
Florida and Kentucky.
Florida, Kentucky. Going to be close. 56 past the hour. That's it for us. On behalf of Martin Houston, Trey Brooks upstairs, I'm Baron Huber. We realize you have a choice when it comes to sports talk radio. We thank you for choosing Tide 99.1 in Houston and Huber. Y'all be safe, have a great weekend, and roll Tide!
Tide 99.1, WDGM Greensboro, Tuscaloosa. Listen live at Tide 99.1.